All right, coming to you from the Donut Shop Boys studio. It's your main man, Vanilla Gorilla.
We need a good name for the studio. Yeah. This is a medium tea, by the way.
Yeah. We're going to get him to at least average tea before too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bubba's Garage Studio.
Yeah.
Was like a solid name.
I still have, we can maybe put that right there.
Bubba's Garage.
Yeah, I still got that. I think it's out in the garage. But.
So, yeah. We used to do the show in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And one day when we started to record, I just looked up and he had a sign that said Bubba's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how the studio got named Bubba's Garage Studio. And it was just basically just a way to try to make him laugh right there at the beginning of an episode because I knew that he wasn't expecting it.
Do you remember why we left the garage?
Because it was hot as fuck.
Yeah, we recorded an episode, one of the last ones we did in there. And I don't think we used any of the footage because I had a migraine
mm-hmm.
from recording.
Mm-hmm.
We were sweating our balls off. And then I think this is when we had the guest that wouldn't stop interrupting.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop interrupting. Yeah. And then I had drank a fuck ton of coffee. So I was already a little amped when I showed up. And then it was like 95 degrees in the studio. If you remember, we had to record with the garage door open.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't stop interrupting me. And I got mad.
Yeah.
I got mad at just a combination of things. I was amped on caffeine. I was mad that I kept getting interrupted by someone who was supposed to be like a guest on the show who kept jumping in with their own like unfunny jokes. Yeah. And then
if you're unfunny by our standards, that's pretty rough.
Bar's pretty low. You're like Bert Kreischer level at that point.
One of these episodes, we're going to take our shirt off.
You should have just taken your shirt off, yes, instead of wearing the same shirt from the last episode. But, I was mad from the heat and from mm-hmm. the, you know, and from him kept on interrupting me. And then I think that episode devolved into like a 30-minute long political rant by me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You did. And at the end, I was like, I don't think. We can use any of that.
I mean, we could. It just wouldn't have been. It would have been, you know what? That was my Bill Burr Philadelphia.
Yeah. I was going to say, we don't have much of a brand, but.
That wasn't it.
Yeah. That would have ruined the little bit that we had.
Yeah. I was pretty mad. I didn't even realize how mad I was. I felt like I was a little bit aggravated
mm-hmm.
Just because he kept interrupting.
Yeah.
And because I had.
Honestly, I feel
like you could delete his audio, but then the whole thing wouldn't make any sense because there'd be like a whole third person that you can't even hear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could delete his audio, I had a lot of good like zinger one-liners right off the top of my head. And I knew that the audience wasn't going to be able to hear him because he kept walking over him.
Yeah.
And that's why I was getting mad. I'm like, dude, that was fucking gold. And you just walked over it.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been as bad if it wouldn't have been 150 degrees in there.
No.
And, we probably could have got past a lot of that. But I felt like throwing up the whole time we were recording. Like, I was like, I was sick to my stomach. I was so hot.
That's why you didn't even change the subject when I went into a rant. Because she was just...
Yeah.
If I remember you, like, low-key, like, laying your head on the table while we were recording.
We had no camera. So
we had no camera. It didn't matter.
Yeah. I just remember sitting there thinking, like, I'm going to fucking throw up on this table right now.
But, I'm good. I want to know. I want to know. I want to fucking know.
Yeah, that was rough, man. But now we're in here. We did have a couple episodes upstairs. That was janky.
Yeah.
And then
we did our Mad Libs.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
And that was a fun. Full disclosure, I don't care if you guys enjoy these episodes or not.
Yeah. We do this for us.
We do this for us. If we can get in here and make each other laugh and hopefully along the way someone enjoys it, our Michigan crew, our Sweden people, Latcham, he enjoys the show.
Yeah.
So.
If I can, honestly, I walk away thinking it's good if I can get you to laugh.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more straight-faced in them than I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all good.
So we're starting a gang.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting a gang.
Yeah, we are.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
As you may know, I purchased a Harley. I'd never rode before.
You know now.
Yeah. I've had it for almost a year now, I think. We hadn't recorded in a while. No. But anyways, yeah, so I'd never rode a motorcycle before. Mm-hmm. Bought it. Now I ride.
Straight into the deep end, huh?
Fuck it. You know? I don't know. It's a 2003. So okay. I figure if I lay it down, whatever. But it is the anniversary edition, so. But you need biker clothes. And we have biker clothes.
You can get this at our merch store at thedonutshopboys.com. That's the name of our gang, the Sons of Daughters Motorcycle Club. All you need to do to have to be a member of the Sons of Daughters is go buy the hoodie. You don't actually need a motorcycle because I don't have one.
Yeah, you can get a Huffy if you want. You can just huff around.
Depends on how fast you can pedal it.
Yeah.
How fast. Yeah. Well, fuck it.
And amateur as long as you're willing to fight.
Yeah. If anybody disrespects the colors,
yeah,
then you got to throw down.
Mm-hmm. Fisticuff style.
If you see M3 as 3D out there in the streets.
Low-key, though, I don't think we can have much beef with him.
He just stepped out and sponsored the show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to go the other way with that, about beating him up.
Oh, no, I was. Okay. 100%.
Because he sponsored the show. We got our head, which we got to move over to the... In the scene here, it's over on the side.
He's on the other side of me.
But he stepped up, sponsored the show.
He did.
And I don't know if he made any money from us. So
I don't know.
Yeah,
I do know that.
Way to go, people!
But you can't say that we stopped recording and that's what ended the sponsorship. We stopped giving him shout outs because the code didn't work.
It is true, yeah. The code did stop working.
And we were like...
Which there was no full disclosure on that. I never signed an NDA. So, we never had any stipulations on how long the code worked, how long we were supposed to shout him out.
Yeah.
I think it turned into we just wanted to shout him out because we had a sponsor.
Yeah, you know? I think it just... We felt like it lended some credibility to the show, and we were shouting this dude out, and... And not then we, getting then we anything went, on the back end.
We went and looked, and the code didn't work anymore. Yeah. It did work, though, for a while.
It did work, And then we did get our free head,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, that's worth at least a couple of shout-outs because we really enjoy having
Elon.
Uncle Elon cool. in the studio with us.
I mean, it's...
Fuck.
You're going to have him sit next to you?
Yeah. He can hang out right here.
What's up, buddy?
Uncle Elon.
Who's a good Elon? He looks like he's about to fall any second.
This probably is going to fall by the end of the episode. It's fine.
It's all right. It's
an amateur show.
We can get another
one. We're not sponsored.
but yeah, that was... if you see him out, thank him for us.
Thank him. Thank him. We're still appreciative, I will say. It's still baffling to me to look back and think that we got sponsored. Like, someone came across our show and was like, hey, these guys are okay.
Yeah.
And he reached out to us about a sponsorship.
He's like, hey, will you shout us out? We'll do a code and I'll send you a free head to show or whatever.
Yeah.
And fuck it. Anyone else out there that's interested,
we're looking for sponsors.
Sell out quickly. Yeah.
CCCP.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll sponsor some tampons at this point.
I'll show for the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, George Soros is the best.
Yeah, well, I'll do a tampon commercial with that Dylan Mulvaney cat.
Yeah,
it's the Days of Girlhood person. Come on the show, Dylan. We'll sell some tampons.
What's that book? Hello God, It's Me Again or something like that. It's a You know what I'm talking about?
That sounds like you when it came time for your yearly PT test.
Yeah, just help me get a passing grade, or this profile to go through.
Right. So I got to ask you though, since we started this this motorcycle gang, and it's more of a foot gang for me. I'm standing on street corners and shit though. Yeah. I'm looking menacing.
He's just watching as I ride past. Just doing loops.
You do ride much better after you took the training wheels off.
Yeah. Those Harley branded training wheels were expensive.
Yeah. It was just a sidecar.
Yeah.
What's the highest level of crime that you that you're willing to commit or that you think you could commit?
What's the statute of limitations? Before I admit this, what's the statute of limitations on underage drinking?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Are you safe when you turn 21?
They're going to send the feds.
10 years ago, you drank. yeah, probably underage drinking, I think, was the...
That's the highest you've done? What's the highest you...
That I'm willing to go.
Didn't you have a story about that? Didn't you have a run-in with the police while you were underage drinking? At a pool?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my most recent.
Your most recent underage drinking? Have you had one since I'm... No, it was... When you were 22?
It had to do with drinking, but it wasn't underage. It really, all in all, turned into the most expensive alleged urination in a parking lot that I'd taken. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Let's go back to the drinking story. We'll build our way up to now.
Okay. yeah, underage drinking. We were in my buddy and I, two dudes chilling in a hot tub in our apartment complex.
5 feet apart.
Yeah, we were on opposite sides. It was a big hot tub. We both took two cans of beer. I had mine in cans. He put his together in like a big, it was before Yeti cups, but it was a big.
It was like a tumbler.
Yeah. So he had his in that. I had my two cans. So I had one can I was sipping on, and we're just chit chatting, chilling. And all of a sudden he like perks up and looks at the gate. So I turn around. There's a fucking police officer standing there. So he goes over and ends up opening the gate for the cop, which I heard later that the cop said, either open this or I'm going to jump over the fucking gate.
Yeah.
So he opened it.
I think they're like vampires, though. Yeah. I think they had to be invited in.
Yeah, it was a gated pool. So.
Fourth Amendment?
Yeah, right. But, yeah, so he came over, and I just remember while he was talking to us, he was giving us, like, the disappointed dad speech, though, you know? Yeah. And this was when I was getting ready to go in the Air Force, too. So I was like, hey, man, like, don't fuck this up for me.
Yeah. I used to be a Marine.
I might have fucked this up for myself, but you don't got to make it worse. But anyways, he while he's talking to me and telling us to pour him out, I reached over and grabbed the second can that I had under my towel and popped it open and started pouring it. Dude, the look on his face was like, mother, I didn't know you had that. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I feel like the first time you told me the story that when you popped open the second can, like at first he looked at you like you were about to drink it.
Yeah.
And then you poured it out while maintaining eye contact with it. Like, continue.
His look, though, like went to like thinking, why did this kid just do this? Like, he could have kept that beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just threatened that he was going to tell the office. We never heard anything.
Integrity first.
Mm-hmm.
Core value.
He had no integrity.
Think so?
He didn't tell the office. Also, though, in hindsight, as an adult now, which legally I was an adult then, but I was like 18.
Yeah.
But what the fuck was the office of the apartment complex going to do?
What were they going to do that he couldn't do?
Yeah.
That'd be like the cop coming to your school and be like, I'm going to tell the principal.
Yeah, right? And it worked at the time. We're like, oh, shit. Like, what, the apartment company's going to kick us out for underage drinking, like, and lose our rent?
Yeah.
Makes no fucking sense.
We don't want your kind here.
Yeah. we don't need criminals here. Meanwhile, they're dealing drugs on the basketball court, but whatever. So, okay. Yeah, that was underage drinking.
So, let's get in the time machine. Let's hop in the DeLorean, gun it to 88.
Yeah.
And what was your most recent brush with the law?
Well, allegedly urinating in a parking lot, public parking lot. So,
how'd that turn out?
Well, I paid $750, but there's no proof that happened. So, the last thing I remember was drinking. Well, obviously drinking, but I went to the bathroom in the bar and I was supposed to go outside and call for our shuttle to take us back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as I walked out of the bar, I don't remember anything. And then The next thing I know, I was in the back of the police car handcuffed. And I remember coming to thinking, damn, I'm handcuffed. And this is for real. And then I started feeling if the lock, the handcuffs were double locked. I was like, I wonder if they did their job.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. Okay. Those guys are pro.
They passed their QC.
Yeah. So I remember that. And then he was asking me where my wife was, who I thought was with me, which she wasn't.
He looked over in the car. You're like, yeah. Was she right?
Well, I was like, she's right outside the car. And then he's like, nobody's fucking here. And I was like, well, I don't know where she's at. I thought she was right there. I'm fucking drunk. So then he was trying to get her phone number from me to call her. Yeah.
I'm not helping you hit on my wife, homie.
But yeah, he...
step your game up.
I couldn't remember the... I remember the area code in the last four, but I couldn't remember the three digits in the middle.
That's good.
So that was... That was rough. And then she showed up and they let me go, but they gave me the ticket and I had to drive back there. It was almost 10 hours round trip for me to go pay $750. Yeah. For allegedly pissing in a parking lot.
Who said you did it?
Some rando people across the street that my wife, when she was there, the cops were trying to tell them like, oh, they called it in. And my wife's like, who? And they're like, you don't see him? And she's like, no, it's dark. There's no street lights. Like, even if I did piss in the parking lot, I feel like there should be some, if it's dark, you know?
Yeah. There's.
It was like 11 at night, 10 at night or something like that.
Presumption of innocence.
Yeah. No, they didn't have that.
Well, like, did they make a statement? Did they did they show up to court?
No. I should have told my one to face my accuser. I guess, though, in hindsight, it could have been a lot worse. Assuming that I did, you know, that can be a pretty serious crime though.
Yeah.
But
took Ozzy down.
I really don't think that I did though, for real.
Do you remember going to the bathroom?
Yeah. I remember going to the bathroom before I left the bar. And then
did you get it all out?
I think so.
Cause I know you.
I remember. Yeah.
And I know if you went to the bathroom, peed, and then you got out in the parking lot. And you're like, ooh, I still got to go. Knowing how Everett's mind thinks.
Yeah.
You would have been like, that's a really far walk. And it's really dark out here.
Whip it out right
and
here.
And it's not that big.
Yeah. So nobody will hear that weak stream. if I hadn't have remembered that I went at the bar before I left, because I purposely knew. I knew it was going to be a little bit of a ride, so I was like, I'm going to go, and then we'll go wait for the shuttle.
Yeah.
So that's why I really don't think I did, but I think that they saw a super fucking drunk person alone in a parking lot and just assumed, oh, he's pissing somewhere. Which, he's to be fair,
breaking into cars or pissing.
Yeah, and there was no cars, so. Yeah. But what about you?
Highest level of crime I could commit.
Yeah. We know you haven't done anything.
I mean, definitely, I think I could assault someone.
Yeah.
Like a regular, not a sexual assault.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
That's out of my pay grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be in the top 1% to do that.
Yeah, we don't have the diamond on the hoodie.
And it's, yeah, and it'll be at least 20 years before anyone reports it.
You got to wait till we have some kind of clout.
Yeah.
I mean, I could assault some fools.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, if somebody fucks up in just the right way, I could see myself ending somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody messes with my kids or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't really think that that's much of a crime, though. Oops.
I mean, neither is not pissing in a parking lot, but.
Well, I mean, like, if somebody's messing with the kids and they get clapped for it, I don't think that, you know what I mean?
I guess it depends who you ask.
I like my chances in court.
Yeah. Man. We'll tell you about this fucking heist I pulled off one time.
Okay.
So I was in this Dollar General, and I picked up this water gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a white and blue water gun, like a little water pistol. It had a penguin on it.
Okay.
And I looked up, and my granny had checked out, like, through the register and was leaving the store. And I was like, oh, shit. And I took off running and ran out the store. And I got in the car, was getting, like, strapped in my seatbelt, and I was like, damn, like, I still got the gat. So, but I was like, fuck it. I already stole it at this point. Yeah. If I go back, they're just going to call the cops on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hid. I just stashed that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, you like hand somebody a gun wrapped in a towel. You're like, yo, like, take care of this. I did it myself because I didn't even trust my cousin to do it for me. And I remember being like really paranoid the whole ride back home.
The criminal was just going to know.
No, I was like, you know, I was looking for the cops, you know.
Oh, yeah.
To chase down this old lady and her grandson who stole a water gun. Because they didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know I wasn't about to go out there and do work.
Yeah. They didn't know you about to go out shooting.
You know?
You'll blast some cops with that water
Dollar
gun.
Dollar General got shooters out here in the streets, bro. Sons of daughters, they didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even recognize because they were like, hey, she ain't been nobody's daughter in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even think. They didn't even think. Like, sons of daughters, like, yo, this fool stole this gun. There he went. See that situational awareness?
That was good. Mid-story, too. Yeah. I like that.
So I stole the water gun, man. And I still, like, when I had to do a polygraph for a background investigation and they asked you if you've ever stolen anything.
Well.
I'm like, yeah, this one time. There was this blue and white water gun with a penguin on it.
I stole the fuck out of that.
I stole it. Accidentally. Even then, it was like, yo, I accidentally got scared because my granny was leaving. And I ran out with that
penguin.
And
then at what point is, you know.
That flightless bird. I'm going to go squirt some fools. I think I felt so guilty about it. Yeah. I never even played with the water. I think I left it like stashed under the car seat in my granny's car. Never even played with the thing.
Damn, you set her up.
I did. Granny was going to take the fall. She would have gone down fighting.
And that's why Granny's in jail now.
Yeah. No, my granny, she's a mean lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time my cousin and I, we were in his bedroom, and I think we were listening to the radio loud or something. We were being like
kids.
We were probably like 12, 13 years old, and he's a big cat. Like he's the gorilla. He's bigger than me.
Oh.
He's more I was like the smaller, faster one. He was the big guy.
She was like the chimpanzee.
Yeah, I mean our great I was the fucking baboon.
Yeah.
So Granny comes in there and she says something to the effect of like, you know, y'all need to keep it down or whatever, like yells at us. And when she leaves the room, she really just left, but stood there like waiting to see if we had anything to say under our breath.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say shit. I lived next door to Granny. I knew the deal.
Yeah.
Derek let it fly. He was like, you know, whatever, bitch.
Ooh.
I can't remember what he said. Like, you keep it down, bitch, or something like that. And she come busted the boom, kicked the door open.
She with that no-knock warrant?
Yeah, she hit him with that no-knock, that Breonna Ooh. Taylor motherfucker. And came in there and grabbed him and threw him on the bed and was like holding him down and was like, who's the bitch now? Who's the bitch now?
Damn.
All the bass left his voice. He's in the bed like, me, I'm the bitch. Damn. So, if the cops caught up to her about that penguin.
Yeah. That was game over.
She'd have done work.
Yeah.
She'd have gone out swinging.
Mm.
Let me ask you this, though. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of daughters representing. Let's say you don't commit a crime. Or let's say you do. Let's say you do. You get caught. You get caught trying to hide my stolen water gun. What's the highest level of criminal you think you could beat up?
Probably a tax evader. Yeah. I think if they're not willing to pay taxes, I could probably beat them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Jason Bateman in Ozark.
Okay. You think you could
shut him down.
Tag him.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman, if you're available for a cage fight.
Yeah.
Questionably low T.
What's up, Ken? But yeah, let's. I think I could do that.
Yeah, I was expecting,
as long as he's in character.
In character, yeah. You think real Jason Bateman might do work?
He'd probably fuck me up. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say something like somebody that let the meter run over at the parking.
Yeah.
Or you ever seen the movie Cool Hand?
That's bold though.
Letting the parking meter run.
Yeah, yeah. That I think that might be bold enough to win in a fight.
That's like an active crime.
Yeah. Yeah, tax evading is just like
because you like the cops know like you're gonna come back to that car,
mm-hmm.
and then you're just daring them, like do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might actually be a higher level.
Yeah,
that's like if you went to, depending on what kind of prison you went to, like if you're that dude with that parking meter, or what about like what if he's blatant enough to come out there and refeed the meter, even though the sticker on there says don't refeed the meter.
Yeah,
like make eye contact with the little meter maid, like cha chunk.
Yeah. What you gonna do? It ain't blinking. Yeah.
Do something. I've been here this whole time.
If you're one of those people, I think you deserve a Sons of Daughters sweatshirt.
I've thought about going and just refeeding people's meters.
Yeah. That's what we just do.
Like gracing them. Bop, bop, bop. But now they all got that app.
Oh, yeah.
That like Park Mobile app or whatever.
I'm weirded out by that. We had that in Myrtle Beach, I think. That was tough to get, and then you can put your license plate in and stuff. That was like, weird.
Nice try, China.
Yeah. It seemed like one of those examples of technology making it harder than it used to be. Put a coin in, done. The other one, download an app, call somebody, tweet something. At one point, I think I was texting somebody about parking. Shit was weird.
Yeah.
So
he's like, he comes by on a bike. He's like, hey. You ever?
I'm here to take your quarter. Yeah. Like I feel like that costs more.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So you made me use battery on my phone, use space on my phone for this app.
So they could pay you to huffy your ass over here.
Why am I doing so much legwork? Also, I went and got changed. I'm not even going to an arcade. I thought I was coming downtown to park. This ain't a laundromat.
It's like Walmart making you check out your own groceries now.
Yeah, bro, I don't even work here. Next thing you know, they're going to have you stocking the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Damn shame. Anyways, I think...
You got any more bread? Just go look in the back.
Yeah, go look in the back. Just walk straight back there. The fuck is this? Sam's Club?
Shit's wild.
Eventually, man. All Walmarts will just devolve into Sam's Club.
I know how old people feel now. When I was younger and old people would be like, oh... The world's getting worse and blah, blah, blah. And I used to think, like, you're just fucking old.
And now you're like, it really is.
I can see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, who do you think you could take in a fight?
I think I could definitely beat up a rapist.
Okay.
I don't know what level.
Are they raping somebody else?
Or are they trying to rape me?
Yeah.
If they're trying to rape me, I'm going to get, like, Super Saiyan mode. Like, yeah.
I feel like if they're raping you, you lost the fight already.
Whatever level of rapist there are, let's say there's like 1 through 10,
uh-huh.
and 10 being like the most big ass violent, like top dog
prison cell,
like prison cell, like dude that's raping like certified badass dudes.
Yeah. Okay.
That being a 10, and then a 1 being like statutory rape. Of a girl that he's dating and like barely, you know what I mean? Like barely over the limit or whatever, whatever the criteria is. Like she's going to be fully legal tomorrow and they've been dating and they're going to get married and all that. That's like still illegal.
Yeah.
Still should have adhered to the law, but that's like the lowest level you can get.
Yeah.
And then all the way up to this violent dude, wherever on that spectrum I land, I'm not sure. I think I could beat up an 8 though.
Okay.
But I think if they go to start trying to rape me,
mm-hmm.
then that bumps it up.
Yeah.
Like you get that extra level, you know, and now I'm beating up like an 8.5 or a 9 because, protect the cheeks at all costs.
I can squeeze that mug. Yeah. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll clench some mugs up and do that alligator roll. You think you can keep up with me?
I'll roll my ass all the way down the hill.
I already told you I was the fast one growing up. And I spent plenty of time rolling down hills for fun.
Yeah.
We was poor.
You did that too?
Hell yeah. Oh. Dude, bro, y'all had hills in Arizona? What the fuck?
Yeah, we rolled through cactus and shit. But, you know,
it's a different level of rolling. Yeah, yeah, you was getting poked.
Yeah. Well, better that kind of poke than the other kind.
100%.
Yeah.
How much would you enjoy beating up a chomo, though? Like a child molester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot. Yeah.
Like, get like a sense of
In fact, that'd probably, that'd probably turn into like a new weekday activity. Honestly,
so much for bowling.
Yeah. they should
picture a Yingling and a chomo.
They're doing like open season. I just read recently that they're doing open season on cattle in New Mexico. Yeah. And I think we should just do that countrywide for chomos.
Like, have like a database.
Yeah.
Retinal scan. Get them, hold them down, scan their eye with your phone. Like, yep, the certified chomo. Yeah. And then
a free app on the Google Play Store and clap App Store. Yeah. Yeah. And you get points. Like, who's got the high score?
I don't even care if it puts a U2 album on my phone at that point.
Yeah.
I'll take two. Oh, you throw an Elton John album on my phone for that. Shit.
Yeah. Not Elton John.
How many chomos do you think you could beat up at one time?
Probably about seven.
These seven chomos?
Yeah.
You talking about low level?
Well, I'm picturing like the chomos with like, you know, the big glasses and stuff.
Like the ones that...
In a trench coat.
The ones that the chomo allegation leads to finding a bunch of CP on their computers.
Yeah, and maybe some bodies and in like the backyard.
Yeah.
Probably not like human, but like animal bodies.
And like very low muscle tone.
Yeah.
Type deal. Yeah, seven.
And then you knock the glasses off, they can't see.
I was going to give you 0.5 increments and fully expecting you to say you could beat up half a chomo.
I was talking seven retired chomos.
Yeah, they're at the game.
Yeah.
Them Larry Bird chomos.
If it's an active one, yeah. Maybe 0.75.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Like you got him, but you need some help to finish him off.
Yeah. It'd be like 0.5 head to toe, but I give myself another 0.25 for probably just the enjoyment of it, I think.
Yeah. Well, then you also, you got the dad factor in, so you're going to have the dad anger. So that might push you all the way up. Like, you could beat up one full chomo.
Yeah, yeah. Just toe to toe.
And then if I don't get involved in the fight, but I just come by and, like, do something, like, to distract them, I think you could beat up two full active chomos.
That'd be good.
And then, you know, you scan them.
Get my points.
Get your points.
Yeah.
You know.
Come with, like, a CVS pharmacy discount or something.
At that point it's got to be Subway. So I think they owe reparations.
Damn.
Cause you get,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I could beat the shit out of Jared Fogle.
100%.
Yeah.
I beat his ass back into them fat pants. Yeah. He'd be trying to hide in them mugs.
I'll beat the weight back on him. Yeah.
But yeah. So that's it. I think that we've established ourselves as two dudes that are willing to do work for the sons of daughters.
Yeah. Two alpha male men.
Yeah.
Dominant. I may be average too now.
I think you're there.
Yeah.
I think the you got a little bit excited when we were talking about beating up chomos.
We had a goal.
Yeah.
And I think we met it. That's what we do, the sons of daughters.
Yeah. Where can they get that sons of daughters sweatshirt?
Oh, buddy, our new merch store. thedonutshopboys.com/merch store.
Hell yeah.
Got everything, man. Men's, women's, kids, accessories. Got some water bottles, socks, free shipping on most of the clothes.
Hell yeah.
You can't beat that.
We moved away from our previous supplier. Mm-hmm.
All new stuff.
All new stuff that you can buy right there on the merch store. It doesn't take you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
Go to thedonutshopboys.com. Look at the site. Look at our bios. Look at the socials. Mm-hmm. Click the Ask the Boys. Leave us a question or a statement, whatever. Maybe we'll do a quick thoughts or something.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do quick thoughts. I forgot about quick thoughts.
Didn't you have a couple quick thoughts? You did have a couple quick thoughts. We'll close out with the quick thoughts. But, yeah, go to thedonutshopboys.com. The
I don't know what quick thoughts I had.
Oh, bro, you had them written down when I got here.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna have to next time.
Yeah, that's a next time thing. I wasn't ready.
I got to tell you a story about I wasn't ready. Go to thedonutshopboys.com. He's done a lot of work on the website. It's much improved. The merch store is great. I'm trying to do work on the socials, trying to keep us active and relevant.
Topical.
Topical. Mm. I'm in there. I'm one of those like reply guys. Mm. I don't post a whole lot, but I'm in them replies to like major stories and stuff, just dropping little funny lines and trying to catch on. But we really, you know, we've caught on with you guys, especially in Michigan, oddly enough.
Yeah. Motor City.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate it. That must be Kid Rock's people trying to hook a brother up for, you know, carrying his banner for all those years. But I think that does it for
Marshall, because we didn't take MGK's side.
Hey, he sent that dude straight into the pop. Ended his whole rap career. Yeah.
Like pink pop, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, and if you see any of our posts on socials, though, share it, like it, comment. Just any interaction on there helps boost it.
Yep. So, from us to you, from the sons of daughters, the Vanilla Gorilla,
mm-hmm.
Average T.
Average.
Thanks, we out.